The Prime Minister was forced to delay his trip to Israel to commemorate the Battle of Beersheba because of the High Court decision, which disqualified his Deputy Prime Minister. But there were no delays for the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, who has made the trip to Jerusalem. Mr. Shorten says the Prime Minister can only blame himself as the government tries to secure its narrow hold on power.
All of this current turmoil and chaos in the Australian government and the Australian Parliament could have been avoided if Turnbull had simply stood Joyce aside until the High Court had made its decision. But Turnbull's too arrogant for that.
Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce and Deputy Leader Fiona Nash were both disqualified from Parliament last week by the High Court because of their dual citizenships. It forced the government to call a by-election in Mr. Joyce's New England electorate in northern New South Wales, which, having renounced his New Zealand citizenship, he is contesting and expected to win. But in the meantime, the opposition has sought legal advice about the validity of decisions Mr. Joyce and Ms. Nash made while in office. Acting opposition leader Tanya Plibersek told the ABC Labor isn't encouraging people to take legal action, but she won't be surprised if they do.
If they want to pursue the government on some of them, I don't doubt they will. I mean, there's all sorts of grants and appointments made by these ministers, decisions made under the Water Act. Barnaby Joyce had significant power to determine claims for payments to water access entitlement holders. There would be a range of areas where people would be considering whether they had received fair treatment from these ministers.
According to the advice Labor received, any decision made by the pair after October 20th last year may be open to legal challenge. It means Mr. Joyce's decision to relocate a large government department from Canberra to his regional electorate, as well as elements of the national broadband network rollout and government appointments, could be vulnerable. But the acting Prime Minister, Julie Bishop, says it's business as usual for the government.
It's a collective decision-making process. Cabinet has made the majority of the decisions. Appointments, for example, are made by the Governor-General and Executive Council. They're signed off by the Governor-General on advice from the Cabinet. There may be a few decisions. The Attorney-General has said that we'll look at those, but the vast majority of decisions are made by Cabinet.
Mr. Joyce is also confident any challenge would survive legal scrutiny. But now, on the campaign trail, the former Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader reminded the Liberals that his party played a major role in the Coalition's 2016 election victory.
We're a coalition, and without the National Party, there'd be no government. That's a statement of fact. I think I've had my piece, I've said it, and I've stated the bleeding obvious that without a coalition, without the National Party vote, there would be no government.
Julie Bishop says her elevation to acting Prime Minister instead of a National is not a sign of tension between the two parties.
It's a question of precedence, and in terms of seniority, I'm the most senior member of the Cabinet after the Prime Minister and Barnaby Joyce. We're a coalition. We're a political family. We're the most powerful political momentum in Australian history. And so we're stronger together, and that's why we're working closely as a coalition. There'll be issues from time to time, but like any family, you get over them and you move on.
The by-election for Barnaby Joyce's seat is on December the 2nd. He won the seat comfortably last year, and the government is confident he'll do it again.